say that the children are holding back good. This is the pasuk says, "Hoisha shenosati madi." That Adam Rishon had tainus about Chava, that he said to Hashem, "You know why I did the chet? You know why I ate from the eighth of that? This lady that you gave me, just to say she, yeah, isha nasati madi, he nostalgi, she gave to me teeth, minayt v'yoichel." So it wasn't nice. He shouldn't have said it. He spoke like not nice. He wasn't makatayim. Here Hashem gave you Chava to be an ezer to help you, and you're not makatayim. That's not good. And ask Moshe Rabbeinu leramzolhem liyisrael alaacha aboyim shana. Moshe Rabbeinu also only was remiz, muramiz. He hinted. He tried to teach us this lesson only after 40 years, after the Dor HaMidbar. At the end of the Dor HaMidbar, Shneimer says, "Voylech etchem ba midbar aboyim shana." The Moshe telling Christ, "I went with you now 40 years in the midbar." And then it says, "Loinos Hashem lechem leiv ladas." Hashem did not give you a leiv to understand. So now it took him 40 years to realize this. And Omar Rabbi says, Shmamina, from here we learn now, Shmamina, Loikoi Inish, Adaite Dirabe, a person that does not understand what his Rebbe is teaching him completely, Adaboim Shonin, takes a person 40 years sometimes to realize something. But once you get 40 years old, that's it. Then you have your day, your Bina, then it's your responsibility why you don't understand something. But until 40, it takes a person 40 years to really understand something. All right, we'll stop there. Yehiyam Abayis, we're going to write 5-6 lines down. Right, Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Yechonim says, Omer Rabbi Yechonim Mishum Reb Benoi, my dichsib, what does the pasuk say? Ashreichem Zorei Al Kol Moyim, Meshalche Regel Ashov Echamor. Worthy are the people that plant by all waters, and Meshalcha they send away the feet of the shore and the chamor. So what does this pasuk mean in Yishayo? Ashreyem Yisrael, it's worthy to the Klal Yisrael, the Jews, Bizman Sheoiskin Bateru V'Gmilu Chasodim, Tusant, when the Jews are oisik, they're busy in learning the Torah, keeping the Torah, and doing Gmilu Chasodim, kind deeds one to another, is Yitzram Mosu B'Yodam, then the eighth Torah is given over to them. They're like a tzaddik. They have the power to rule over the Yetzara. And the top place says, Dorish Leimim Mishalche Regel Yetzara Nikra Urech. He's called an Urech, a guest, and here you could throw him away. So he's called like a guest, and here you could send him away. Rashi also says, Mishalche Regel, right? Mishalchem Moshlichem Ragle Yetzara. Habu Allah de Melehim. Yeah. Yeah, good, right. Now, how do we know the post is talking about Torah and Gmilas Chasodim? So, yeah, yes, Mel Yadim. V'yein hein mesurim biyad yitzram. But Jews are not given over to the hands of the Yetzara. Shneimer the post says, Ashrayim zorei al kol mayim, the worthy of the people that plant by all waters. Now, v'yein zri elat tzedaka. Planting here means doing tzedakah, which means gemilas chasadim. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ziru lachem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed." So mashma, ziru lachem tzedakah means plant. That's considered doing tzedakah, doing kindness. So ashrayim zorei means planting, means they're doing gemilas chasadim, and also v'yein mayim el Torah. When the pasuk says water, it usually pertains to Torah. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Hoy kol tzom malachula mayim." All thirsty people come and drink water. Meshalchi regalas yip. And here it's going on, whoever is thirsty means comes to learn the Torah. So therefore, people that learn Torah and are oisin, gnot chasodim, they are considered like tzaddikim, they rule over the Eitzah, and not opposite. The pasuk ends off, Meshalchi regalas shor v'chamor, they send away the regal of a shor and a chamor. So what's special about a shor and a chamor? So tonad ve'eliyo, li'oilom yosim odam atzim al-dibre Torah, person should always put himself when he's learning Divrei Torah, kishor li'oil, like a shor, like an ox, to an oil, to a yoke. He takes the yoke and he works hard with it. Ukechamor lamasui, and we know a donkey could hold a lot of things. So that's the way he's supposed to learn Torah, more and more and more, and never say it's too much. Never say he can't carry so much. You have to be like a shor li'oil, like a chamor lamasui. That's how much Torah you have to keep on learning. Now the Mishnah says again, Gimu Yomim Osa Loses Losesimoyim. That 3 days before their chag, before their holiday, a Jew is not allowed to do business with a goy. So now, me being in Kulehai, is it true that it takes them 3 days to prepare themselves for their chag, for their avodah zarah? So Rashi here learns, oh, me being in Kulehai, what are we afraid about? They were afraid you may sell an animal to a guy, and the guy is buying it to bring it on his chag for an avodah zarah. So, therefore, we're afraid 3 days before his chag, we're afraid he's going to be busy about buying animals for the avodah zarah, and therefore, you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy 3 days before. Here Rashi says, Mashma the Iker Isser is selling animals. Tosfos brings down here, like really Rashi's Mashma at the beginning of the Avdeis and Mabeis, Rashi's Tosfos says, Mibina Kulihai, Pirush Rashi, not here, but Rashi and Avdeis, V'chiyodim rogel kolkach lalas alibay, Simchas v'chag, diyasatikim yom kodim lefi, shuyayneid, yeah. Whenever you make him happy, he'll go and he'll be moida, he'll talk about the Zavoy Dezora. One thing. The Torah just ends off here. No, doesn't say it here. The third Torah says here, that we say it's also to do business with a guy, Pirus HaKuntjus Mishum Diyozo Bionedoi, Umoida, we're afraid that on his chag he'll go and thank the Avoy Dezoro. Mitoch Lishonamash Mishwasloima, Af Mekachomemcha. Any type of business is also to do with a guy. Not like Rashi says over here, only to sell an animal to a guy, but Mashma, anything is also. Any type of business you do with a guy 3 days before his Yom Chag, we're afraid that you're going to make him feel happy, and if he's happy within those last 3 days, when it comes to Yom Chag, he'll go special and bow down and worship his Avodah Zarah, and that's Nisav Lo Yishom Aficha. We will soon see now Gemara. The question then is, Bezman is there today, how come we do business? Everybody knows we do business with Goyim, even on the Yom Chag and comes over Christmas, we still do business with them, and before also. So Tosfos gives two truths, we'll see in our Gemara. One teret is Mishum Eva, that we're going to stop doing business with them, there'll be hatred, there'll be Eva, and Mashman is only Nisat Rabbanon over here, and therefore Mishum Eva, not to cause hatred between Jews and Goyim, you're allowed to do business today. But Tosfos doesn't like that teret, Tosfos says that's maybe good, why we can't close our shops. But what gives us the heter to go buy stuff from them? Don't go buying. There won't be any Eva. Today you're not going buying. So Tosfos comes out, the Ikateret says, that today the Goyim are not Odik in being Oved Avodah Zarah. They really do not bow down to their Avodah Zarah, really worship him. And they do not bring Kabbonis today. But since the Zman is there, the Goyim do not really bring Kabbonis, we do not have our Issa. Therefore we're not afraid to do business, because even if they'll be happy, it's not going to make them special, come and be Moida to their Avodah Zarah. That's the Ikah Heta of Bezman is there. I will soon see as we go along. So more first he asks the question, is it true what the Mishnah says, that it takes a Goy 3 days to prepare himself for his Yom Chag? Therefore, any business action that he does the last 3 days, he thinks about his Avodah Zarah. The next question, is that true? Me being Kulahai, the Yotnan, we learned like this. The Abu Prokim Bashana, there are 4 times during the year that Hamoicha Beim Lechaveroi. If you're a seller, you sell animals, so Tzorach Le'adiyya, you have to tell the buyer that Imo Macharti, you should know, I sold the mother today. And therefore, there's Nisar of Aim. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the son the same day. So if you sell animals these days, at least 4 days, you know the person who's buying the animal to shech it. And therefore, if you sold the mother today, you have to tell the next buyer, be careful. I'm telling you, the daughter now, you should know the mother was already sold today, so don't shech the daughter today. You have to warn the buyer, there's an issa Eisav Yes Benoi, that Imoy Machati Lishkoit, Vito Machat Lishkoit, you have to tell the buyer, either I already sold the mother, or I already sold the daughter, so if you're buying the second one now, be careful not to shecht it today. The Eluhayin, these are the 4 times of the year, Erev Yom Tov Achim Shachag, Erev Yom Tov Shemini Atzeres, of the last days of Sukkis. Tosfos says, because the first days of Sukkis, people are too busy building their sukkah and taking care of Esrig, Lulav Esrig, they have no time to eat that much. So don't prepare themselves that much of a Suddah for the first day Sukkis. But the last day Sukkis, they finish with the sukkah, that would mean they Isaac in buying animals for a Suddhis Yomtiv. And who are then Erev Yomtiv Rishon Shel Pesach? Erev Yomtiv, Erev Pesach, people are Isaac buying animals to have meat, Lukavit Pesach. The Erev Atzeres, the Erev before Shavuos. The Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says also, Rosh Hashanah is a Yomtiv. You're supposed to eat the basar. So people are busy buying animals, Erev Yomtiv,
Erev Hashanah Tit for Yom Tif. Okedibur Rabbi Yisrael Lili Af Erev Yom Kippur Begolo. In Gol, in that city also used to have big suddis Erev Yom Kippur, and they used to buy meat. Other places they only bought Eifos. Here they used to buy meat. So in that this place of Gol also, you have to notify the buyer that I sold the mother today. So be careful, if you're buying the daughter now, you cannot shecht her today. So we'll see. Rashi Lul Shver, Rashi speaks out Mashman, these days they bring karbonas this day. So therefore you need the animal for a carbon. Rashi says on Yudala Benisin, Mishum Sochim. Well, some say that can't be Pshat, some say. So the Mari asked the question, what do we see here? We see a Jew, when he goes to buy an animal for a Suda, he buys it that day. Erev Yom Tif, one day in advance, you buy the meat. If you need meat today to cook for Yom Tif, you buy it today, that's all. So in Mashma, when you're worried about buying meat for a Suda, you take care of it in one day. So why does our Mishnah say 3 days in advance for a guy? Here by Jews we see, for one day it's enough to prepare yourself for a Suda. Tomorrow says, Hosom de leachilo sagi b'chad yoyma. Here by the Jews, Mashma, the Iker, we're doing is buying meat for covered Yom Tif. That's what's a kash in Rashi. Rashi's Mashma, you buy it for Kabonis. Here the Gemara says, no, buy a Jew, where he's buying the meat for his Suda. So that's enough one day, that's all. But Hoko by the Goyim, the Lakrova, that they're buying the animals now to bring it for a korban for their avodah zarah and Yom Chag, Vinat Lasi Yomi. Here we need 3 days. To see clearly the difference is that by a Jew we're talking about he's buying it for his own Suda. So why does Rashi say they're buying it for Kabonis? So Machlasekel wants to say that Rashi just means that since the Jews are being Isaac and bringing Kabonis, they're also Marba, they buy a lot of other animals, so they should have a lot of meat. So the kid says that these 4 days are days that Jews are busy buying animals, and therefore you know they're going to shecht it today, so you have to warn them about the Yisr Isaac yesterday. So Kabonis, the answer is that when you're just buying for eating, it's enough one day. But the Goyim, we have to be afraid before the Yom Chag, 3 days in advance, they're worried about buying animals for their Kabonis. So I'm going to ask the question, Ulak Rova Sagi B'tlasa Yomi, if you're telling me they're worried about bringing a korban, they need more than 3 days. B'yotznan, we learned Allah is Shoyalem Hilchas HaPesach, Koydim HaPesach Shloshim Yom. We know before Pesach, from Purim, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. 30 days before Pesach, you should be Isaac learning Hilchas Pesach. And the reason is because some say, since you have to bring Karbonis, the equal reason is because this man, they had Karbonis, there were a lot of halachas about bringing a korban. So you have to start worrying about it 30 days in advance. Tais brings down, even though Lamaisa today, we do not have Karbonis, but still the meaning still applies. That you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days in advance. That means on Purim, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. And Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Shtei Shabbosis. It's enough 2 weeks in advance. But you see, at least 2 weeks you need to prepare for Karbonis. So actually, tell me by Goyim, do you only need 3 days? So the answer is yes. Anan de shchichi mumin de pasle yafilu badukin shabayin vinin tlasin yoimin. By the Jews, before we bring a korban, we have to check out the animal very carefully. For any small mum, even a slit in the eye, badukin shabayin, a slit in the eye, is still a mum. We cannot use it. So we have to check out a long time or to know the halachas beforehand. But inu, the goyim, the mechus, the raver islu. All they're worried about is when they bring their korban, they wouldn't bring a korban that's missing a limb. If the animal's missing a whole limb, they would not bring. But less than that, it doesn't bother them. If it just has a mum, they'll still bring it. So therefore, betlas the yayim isagi. Therefore, by them it's enough 3 days. And Rashi says, that a ben noyach is also to bring a korban to legvoya, if it has a mechus raver. So Sandra Rashi says, v'dumya de korbanos shenogu al v'sehem l'shemayim hey noygim avoros gachovim shalhem. The way they used to bring a korban to Hashem, now when the goyim became oved avodah zarah, they bring the same type of a korban to their avodah zarah. So just like a ben noyach is allowed to bring on his bama a korban to Hashem, as long as it's not mechus or eiver, as long as it's not missing a whole limb, the korban is kosher for goy to bring it. So the same way their first fathers used to bring those korbanos to Hashem, later when the children started to be eiver avodah zarah, they brought the same type of a korban. So therefore, by goyim, the korban they bring for their avodah zarah, it's allowed all mumim, only if it's missing an eiver. So that's not so hard to learn. Therefore, it's enough 3 days for them. Therefore, that's from the Mishnah that 3 days before their Chag, they're worried, they're roistic, how they can have kabonis to bring for their avoid the Zara. So we have to be careful not to do business, not to make them happy.
Mar says now, the Yomar Reb Loza, Minayim L'mechusta Reiva, the Yoslov Le Noyach. How do we know by a Ben Noyach? If he wants to bring a korbin, the only thing applies is there should not be missing an Aver. But anything less than that is Mutter. The Pasuk says by Noyach, Mikol Achai, Mikol Bosar Shnayim, bring into the animal, bring into the Teva any live animal. Mikol. So Amr Atar, the Torah says, Habo Behema Shechayin Roshe Evorm Shalom. But it says, Mikol Achai, Chai means bring an animal that has life to it, meaning that all its limbs are still with it. Rashi says, Al Shein, Shoye Osid Noyach Lahakriv Mehen. Noyach was going to bring a korban with these animals. They said, Yikach Mikol Abeim Atayra. Therefore, you're supposed to bring animals that has all its limbs. So Morris says, "Haimi boilei lemute treifa." No, here this pasuk achai means to teach us that Noach was not supposed to bring a treifa into the teva, but a one that would live. But you have no proof; it can't be missing an aver. But the loit treifa, so Morris says, no. But humi boilei lemute treifa loit. You can't bring a treifa. So Morris says, no treifa mila. The pasuk also says these animals should be animals that could give off, could have children. So a treifa cannot give birth. So from that I know you cannot use a treifa. So from the first pasuk, Mikol Achai means all the Rosh Yavurim have to be there also. Honey cholamandi yom a treifa and yoledis. That's good of Yolda Locker is that a treifa, the Mitzias, cannot give birth. El lamandi yom a treifa yoledis. This you hold no. That even